This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Welcome, listeners. It's Friday night. I'm Vicky Stone. Grab a drink, pull up a chair, or you might already be seated. I don't know. It's the Friday night show.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Hello, listeners. It's Vicky Stone here. I'm here with Gráinne Maguire.
Woo!
Hi, Gráinne.
Hey, Vicky.
How are you?
I'm really good.
You've
thank
not.
You.
See, the listener won't know this, but actually, you did the pilot for this with me. And you've not been here since. You've been too busy. So thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to join me.
It's a pleasure. I feel like I've seen the whole arc. I was there,
the excitement at the beginning,
and here I am.
Here you are, where we're 3 months in, jaded and tired. No, but thank you for coming in. So how's your week been? You had a good week?
Yeah, I have. I had a bit of a party week. I think my last... So I've been working at Radio 4.
Okay.
And that finished a
Highbrow.
Month ago. Highbrow. And I stopped working there about a month ago. And basically, I've kind of been like spring break.
You are dressed. You dress like you're ready for a party. Like you're wearing one of those outfits where you could be at work, but equally, if someone calls you, I'm ready. Is that what the outfit is?
That's how I live my life now.
Really?
Like if there's a party last minute, there, I'm gone.
You're gone. I drive everywhere, so I can't spontaneously party like I used to be able to.
I've never been like that. I've always been like a bit of a nerd, working really hard, but just
recently,
just like.
Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Good. I think it's a great move. Yeah. So yeah, it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? This week, sort of in the news.
In the news, all gone mental.
Yeah, I can't decide whether or not I feel sorry for Nick Clegg. He's fucked it. He's fucked it.
He's just like I think Nick Clegg reminds me of. He's like the Morrissey of British politics.
Yeah.
You know, he's got too many emotions, too many feelings.
Yeah.
But I think, ironically, Britain has ran out of feelings for Nick Clegg. Because at the start, there was all of this, like, excitement, joy, hope. And then there was, like, confusion. Then there was just bitterness and anger. And now we just want him to go. Like, we just want it to end. We just want to put him out of his misery. But he's still there.
Yeah, I keep coming back to say that he just fucked it. Like, you know, you can't. I think there are a lot of people that voted for Lib Dem in the general election, especially, feel like they've been very let down. It's that head when you go and see the headmistress at school and you go, I'm really sorry, but you, you've let yourself down.
I think what his undoing was, most politicians sort of go into a general election and they keep things vague.
Mm.
They kind of say, oh, well, we hope to do this, hope to do that. But his thing was he made this specific promise to be like, right, we're against tuition fees. We're against tuition fees. Yeah, against tuition fees. And then suddenly they get into power and...
There's £9,000 for the tuition fees. There literally couldn't be more. There couldn't be more tuition fees. I mean, yeah. Madness.
If he had kept it vague, if he'd been like, "Oh, listen, like lads, seriously, who knows? But we would be against tuition fees, but we will react to whatever situation we find ourselves if we're in power."
Yeah.
Because he was like, "Nah, no, seriously, 100%, swear down, ain't gonna happen."
We've started this quite deep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're in there. The thing that has been bugging me, and I'm annoyed that I have to talk about it, is the media saturation of old Nigel Flacking. I don't know. I didn't even want to say his name, but old UKIP fella. I just find it really the media bias. The problem is that what Nigel Farage is he's clickbait. He's clickbait with time on his hands. So the other leaders can't spend their days posing with real ale, you know, across all of the country like he can. So you know, because he doesn't turn up when he does do his job as an MEP. So he's very time rich. And he's basically the political equivalent of Kerry Katona. He is. People are just clicking.
Yeah.
You know, you see some article that says Farage is a cunt. You think, oh, I'll have a little look at that. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's clickbait. And I don't think he's going to go away because newspapers are going to keep talking about him until the general election.
I think he's going to reveal that he's been having an affair with Katie Price.
Do you?
I think that's going to be the next thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Play out on Twitter.
If Limbic Opit got a cheeky girl, there's a...
And then the Daily Mail will cover their wedding.
Oh my God, they would. They would. And what about One Direction and their front? I can't believe them sharing a joint. It's front page news.
But like, it's so ridiculous. Those boys are obviously off their face on drugs most of the time. They're in their They're in their 20s. They're in the biggest boy band in the world. They're not the most intelligent. I mean, we're not. They're like kids, you know, fresh out of secondary school.
Yeah.
Suddenly they've got millions of pounds. What are they? Of course they're going to be taking drugs.
Well, I don't know, you see. I disagree, actually, that they're going to be taking a lot of drugs. Because the thing is that I think that it's got to be quite, genuinely quite hard work to be in One Direction. Like, I follow H from Steps on Twitter, and he tweeted an old schedule from when he was in Steps, and it was every single day, and about every 10 to 15 days there'd be a day off, but every single day had this appearance here, car picks up here. H also went to the dentist quite a lot. I did tweet him and ask him if he had a root canal, but he didn't reply. So
he wants to keep his mystery.
Yeah, about his dental work. But, you know, it was actually really interesting to look at the schedule of someone like Steps in their peak. And it was absolutely packed. So they had absolutely no free time whatsoever. And I imagine it's completely the same being in One Direction. And I don't think they could physically do what they did if they weren't healthy. So I don't think they're, you know, going into the wings and shoving coke up their nose.
Do you not think that it's like footballers?
Yeah.
So they work so, so hard. So then when they do have a bit of time off.
Yeah.
Maybe go a little bit.
They go crazy. Well, I just don't think that two boys and sharing a joint in the back of a private car is in any way news. And, you know, I think that cannabis should be legalised. I do. What do you think?
I think all drugs should be legalised.
Yes, I do. I agree. No, I agree. I agree as well. Tax them.
Yeah.
Tax it. I mean, you know, if there was a, you know, if you had VAT on drugs, it would pay for a lot of the services that we already used to, you know, help people rehabilitate. There we go.
I think what we should do is put VAT on drugs and then, like, get... maybe like politicians to start smoking drugs to get it on like this morning. So then it becomes so uncool and so boring that kids will be like, oh God.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that Canadian bloke that's always on crack? Is it Rob?
Yeah, the Toronto mayor.
The Toronto mayor, yeah.
So bless him. What he's trying to do is take away the glamour of crack cocaine.
Is there any glamour? Is there glamour in crack?
Well, wasn't Britney on it for a little bit?
Don't know. There's lots of celeb rumours, isn't there? My favourite one, and I'm quite certain this is a massive media lie, is that's what has kept Jennifer Aniston so slim for the last 20 years. Of course she's not. You don't get skin like that from crack. Do you know what I mean?
but maybe it would explain the whole Brad and Angelina thing. Maybe he just couldn't take... You know,
take...
jacking up every day.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it, when you're an A-lister.
That would be an episode of Friends I would watch. The episode the where Rachel OD'd.
Oh dear. Do you know what? I have the 10 years of since Friends ended, which is, you know, this week or last week,
God.
I literally cannot, every time I switch on Twitter or Facebook, there's some post that says, you know, that says, oh, this is what so-and-so would have looked like. It's like, I understand that 10, you know, Friends have been off air for 10 years. Don't need to make me feel old.
Yeah. Thanks very much, passage of time.
Yeah. What is it? Like Ross's kid would be 18 now or something. Brilliant. Great. Congratulations.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Well done.
I'm glad he's not dead.
He aged well. The other thing, did you see this? Did you see this a couple of days ago? Lily Allen posted on Instagram. You're looking at me as though you're going, oh, you really can talk about her. Thing is, right, I like Lily Allen. I think that she's very kind of Marmite-y in a, you know, what people think of her. But she posted a really odd video on Instagram of her dancing in Spanx. So she's completely naked, apart from a pair of Spanx. She's holding her hands over her boobs, but they are naked. You can't see nipple, but she's... And then she's dancing in... She's doing some... She's basically gyrating... 20 seconds of gyrating in Spanx, holding her boobs.
This is my feeling about Lily Allen.
Yeah.
I feel like Lily Allen cares too much about what I think about her.
Really?
Do you know, she just...
Do you think she even might?